Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
So how am I going to get a revelation of God? How am I going to get a redemptive revelation? How am I going to get God's vision in my life? Well, he says right here in verse 18, but happy is he that keeps the law. What's the law? The Word of God. In other words, he says, if you want to understand what God's plan is for your life, get into the Word of God. If you want to be happy, be a word person. Quit being a feelings person. Quit being a worldly person. Quit being a lack of knowledge person. Quit being somebody that lets the world dictate and determine how it's going to act and respond. Be a word person. Hallelujah. Because happy and blessed and to be envied is the person who practices the Word of God, because the Word of God reveals to me God's plan for my life. Amen. I can remember the first revelation that I got was John chapter 10, verse 10. And you know, up till that time, I thought that the Lord put sickness on you to teach you. And I'll be real honest with you. I had a summer there when I was in college at East Tennessee State between my junior and senior year. I was sick for 2 weeks in a row. I got sick and actually was going to work in the vacation Bible school there at the church we were attending and got sick and couldn't make it. And so, you know, I got back up and got to going a little too early, and it came back on me. And so I spent about, you know, a little over 2 weeks in bed and just really fighting it. And, you know, and our church there love their heart. You know, they love God, just not according to knowledge. They loved God according to religion. They loved God according to what they'd been told. They loved God according to how the world loves God. But you love God according to the Word. Hallelujah. You find out how to love God. And so they always taught this, that the Lord loves you and he's trying to teach you and keep you humble. And so the Lord's putting that sickness on you to teach you something. And I finally told the pastor, if God doesn't get the message across to me real soon, I'm about to die. This lesson's about to kill me. And so, you know, but we just struggled along through it, you know, and we weren't taught that God wanted to prosper, so we just barely made it along and going along and stuff. And so then finally, praise God, I get a hold of the revelation of John 10:10. It's amazing what happens when you read the Bible. Amen. And I got to reading John 10:10. You know what it says. The thief cometh. I'll have to say it to you out of the King James because that's what I read it out. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Yes, I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, well, who's the thief? Then I got to reading down there a little bit farther, and it says that the devil's the thief. He's come. And then I found out in Mark chapter 4 that the devil's a thief that comes to steal the word. He doesn't want you getting into the word. The sower sows the word in verse 14, but in verse 15, the devil comes immediately to steal the word out of your heart. Why? Because he knows if you get a hold of the word, you're going to get a hold of God's vision, God's plan, and God's purpose, and you're going to come out of that bondage and come over into a place where the word starts controlling you. And if the word's controlling you, the devil can't control you. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, my eyes were open. I had a vision. Hallelujah. See, vision means you can see it. I see it, praise God. God, you're not the one putting this stuff on me. It's that stinking devil. Amen. And all of a sudden, I realized I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be defeated. I don't have to be poor. I don't have to be beat down. I don't have to be a nobody. I don't have to live in remorse. I don't have to live in condemnation. I don't have to live in insecurity. I don't have to live in any of the junk the devil's been peddling, saying, God, put it on me to teach me something. No, praise God. I got a vision from God, and the revelation was that Jesus has a plan for my life, and he came to redeem me from the curse so I could walk in the blessing. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something, folks. It's a whole lot more happy life whenever you're walking in the Word than when you're not walking in the Word. Come on, you enjoy being a Christian whenever you find out what the Word says. Because all of a sudden, God is no longer against you. God is for you. Hallelujah. And somebody says, well, what does that count? Well, did you read over in Hebrews where he says, if God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Did you ever read in 1 John 4 that that you are of God, little children, and have overcome them? For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Have you ever read in Romans chapter 8? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Hallelujah. Come on, church. See, we're not walking in the revelation of God's plans and purposes for our lives because we haven't seen them yet. And so if there's no vision, we're going to perish. If there's no revelation of what God has for us and who we are in Christ, we're going to cast off restraints. Meaning what? We're not going to have purpose. See, to cast off restraint means you're just going to do whatever comes next. And so your circumstances control you, and you find yourself fighting fires all the time and being up and down and in and out and wandering around and what's next and how am I going to do this? But whenever you get into the Word and you begin to find out God's plan, then all of a sudden what you do is you lock in on that. And now instead of being tossed here and tossed there and moved here and moved there, and instead of this little test coming up or that little test coming up and changing you, no, I know what God's plan is. I've already seen it. Hallelujah. I know what God's wanting to do in this thing. I'm not going to go taking off over here, and I'm not going to be caught up over here. And no, devil, you're not going to distract me with that anymore. And no, you're not going to beat me with that last condemnation thing anymore. You're not going to tear me down with the insecurity anymore. You're not going to tell me I'm a worthless nobody anymore, because I have a plan, and it's God's plan, and I see it now. God wants to do something big in my life. Hallelujah. And so now you are walking, now you're keeping the Word. And all of a sudden, you're a happy Christian, praise God. See, I don't know about you, but I've been through battles. And praise God, there are times I've had to be a happy Christian by faith. Amen. See, there's a reason the Bible says, happy is he that keeps the law. Because sometimes you have to make your mind up, you're going to keep this thing. Are you hearing me? If the devil's coming to steal it, that means you have to hang on to it and hang on to it and hang on to it and make sure you keep it and don't let him take it. Amen? And not every battle is fun. Not every battle is a ha, ha, ha. But I'm going to tell you what. In every battle, you just make up your mind. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord anyway. I found out, I read the Word, and the Word says in James 1 that if I find myself in a test or a trial, I'm to count it all joy. It means I may not have it, but I'm going to count it till I get it, praise God. That means I'm just going to walk around going, joy, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And all of a sudden, then you change, and what you say changes, and how you deal with things changes. Hallelujah. Last night I was watching the game and something happened, and I had a pair of just sandals, I guess you would call them, and they were there. So I'm barefoot and it went the wrong way. And I got up and I stepped on my sandal, and it just added to the aggravation. Because I stepped on it and it didn't feel good. And I remember stepping, I was going, ah, and I went, somebody says, what came out of your mouth? I'll tell you exactly what came out of my mouth. And I was really thankful for it. Amen. I went, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That hurt. Amen. Now, without the Word, there would have been a few other choice words that would have not been holy and godly that would have came out of my mouth. Amen. See, sometimes you have to keep the Word. What's that mean? The devil's going to come in to try to steal it from you, but you have to hang on to it and say, no, I'm keeping this. I'm not going to replace the Word with something else. Are you hearing me? I'm not going to replace faith with fear. No, devil, just take that and leave. No, I'm not going to replace love with hate. No, you can't have that. No, Mr. Devil, I'm not going to replace confidence with a lack of confidence that you're peddling me. No, Mr. Devil, I'm not going to replace God's power in my life with weakness. No, I'm keeping hold of what God says. Amen? I'm going to walk in this thing because God, my Father, has plans for me. And God is thinking those plans, and He wants me to think those plans with Him. Amen? He doesn't want me thinking the devil's plans while God trying to live for God. Amen? He wants me to think God's plan, live God's plan, walk in God's plan. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to get into the Word until the Word becomes my vision. You know what Jesus said over in John chapter 8? You remember the story over in chapter 8, verse 30, 31, 32. He was preaching the Word, and it says, and while He spoke, many believed His Word. And then Jesus turned to those who believed and said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And then listen to what He said. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know what Jesus said? He's basically saying the same thing Solomon said. If you get in my word and keep my word and stay with my word, that word will become the truth in your life. That word will become the vision. That word will become what you see. That word will become how you think. That word will become what you speak. That word will become your attitude and your actions. And if you stay with that word will set you free from your past and from all the junk that the devil's trying to throw at you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So there are two things here I want you to look at real quickly. If you're going to walk in vision in this next year, if you're going to walk in the things that God has for you, there are two elements or two parts of the vision that you have to have operating in your life. Number one, you have to have a personal vision for your life. Did you hear me? You have to have a personal revelation, personal redemptive revelation of Christ Jesus in your life. Who are you in Christ? How do you see yourself? What are the thoughts you think about yourself? Are you hearing me? See, you're never going to walk in victory until you quit identifying with your past and start identifying with your future. You're never going to walk in victory until you quit identifying with sin and start identifying with righteousness in God. Are you hearing me? You got to quit identifying yourself in your past, in your sins, and who you were, and start seeing yourself as who you are right now in Christ Jesus. Some of you are defeated because you see yourself defeated. You see yourself just an old sinner saved by grace. You see yourself barely making it. You see yourself, I'm a drug addict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a smoker, I'm a thugger. No. You were that, but now you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Quit identifying with your past and start identifying with who you are now in Christ Jesus. I don't identify with a sick, weak person. I identify myself as a strong, healthy, overcomer person. Hallelujah. I don't identify myself as somebody, he's just dumb. He don't know anything. No, I identify myself. I'm smart, intelligent, and I can think it out. Hallelujah.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.